This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Well, a public hearing is being held tonight to decide whether or not a swath of Surrey farmland should be protected by the BC government or stay in control of the federal government, which intends to turn it into industrial land. Joining us now to talk about the issue is Tyler Heppel. He's a production manager at Heppel's Potatoes in Surrey. Tyler, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, let's provide some background for the audience first and foremost. So this is federal controlled owned land. Your family has been, it's a 300 acre parcel, and your family has been farming there for about 100 years or so?
We've been farming, our farm has been around for 100 years. My grandpa started farming this land 50 years ago. He was able to turn it from marginal land that was way too sandy to now some of the most productive farmland because of how sandy it is and well-drained.
And you lease the land from the federal government?
That's correct, yeah.
And you produce, was it a significant amount of potatoes there? I was reading somewhere in this parcel of land, 300-acre parcel of land, 70% of BC's domestic potatoes?
So 70% of the potatoes between May and August come from this land, and that's why it's so important, is every year the first potatoes in Canada come off of this land, and it turns off Western Canada's reliance on California produce.
Mm-hmm. And now, when does your lease end with the federal government in regards to this land?
So right now it's on a year-to-year basis. They have told us that we can continue farming it until they are done the divesting process.
I see. And so their desire is still to sell it and for industrial land, or are they willing to talk to the province about moving this into the Agricultural Land Reserve, the ALR?
Well, that's what tonight's all about. We're hoping that the Agricultural Land Commission can hear food security experts, can even listen to land developers, and also listen to the general public. But at the end of the day, we're hoping that they can understand that this piece of land is so crucial to food security here in British Columbia and Western Canada, and its highest value is to stay in agriculture and not be developed like all the area right around it. I'm sitting right now in the field, and I'm just looking across at industrial buildings that used to be good, productive farmland.
Mm-hmm. And for our audience, the location itself of the farm is at 190 2nd Street, near 36th Avenue, so not too far from the Langley-Surrey border there. How concerned are you? I mean, how real do you think this is, that the federal government would actually consider moving this farmland, productive farmland, as you say, to actually industrial land? Like, I don't doubt for a moment we need more industrial land. I think we've heard about this conversation over and over again. But I just don't see most Vancouverites and British Columbians remotely wanting to see productive farmland turned into an industrial park.
Yeah, that's a great question. That's what tonight is about, because at the end of the day, the federal government can do what they want, but I want our voices here in British Columbia to be heard so loudly that they know that we are so passionate about keeping it in agricultural land. Because right now, it is zoned for mixed employment, if you look at the official community plan for Surrey.
Mm-hmm.
So if it does not get this ALR designation on it, it will be left vulnerable to get developed right away.
How much pressure is there to turn this into industrial land from the development community? They'll tell you that we need more industrial land. I don't doubt that core argument. But how much pressure do you think there is to move this towards an industrial park?
I mean, we've seen the price of industrial land skyrocket. It's in the millions per acre. So, I mean, I'm not here today saying that I don't see that there's a need for industrial land. My question to everyone out there is, why would we develop our most productive farmland in all of Western Canada when there's other marginal land out there that can be just as good to put a slab of concrete over it?
Mm-hmm. Speak to me about the work, your family's work in, as you say, taking marginal land and making it a productive farmland. Speak to me a little bit about just the work that you and your family have undertaken over the years.
Yeah, so my dad tells stories of when he was younger, there was 8-foot bush all across this land. There was so many rocks. You know, they used to try to grow like wheat on it, and 3 hot days and everything would dry up. So our family has invested hundreds of thousands of dollars into irrigation systems to make this the most productive farmland.
Would you want to buy this land?
I think I don't think we could buy this land. I think at the end of the day, what should happen to this land is just the federal government puts a covenant on this land that this land always stays in agriculture, and it just gets leased out to some local farmers.
Okay. And why was, you've really been vocal about this and especially on social media on this issue. What is the core that drives you to be so, because farmers are busy farming. I mean, from sun up to sundown, there's always something to be doing, work to be done on a farm. Last thing you need to be doing is speaking to Jazz Joel or being on social media. What at its core drives you?
You know what drives me is I left the farm at 18 and I said I was never going to come back. I saw how hard my dad had to work. I saw my grandpa working in his 70s. I went to university, got a job, and after 5 years I felt unsettled and didn't feel any purpose. So I decided to come back to the farm here at 28. It's been about 11 months now, and I have found my absolute passion and purpose in farming. And I want others, and I want to speak to the future generation of farmers out there. It is hard farming, but it is worth it. And I know that it can be discouraging seeing all this land being sold for industrial use. So that's why I'm standing up here. I'm standing up here for future generations of farmers to say, it is worth it. It is a battle, but we need you. Mm-hmm. So whether they're born yet or not, this land deserves to be farmed for the next 10 generations.
Mm. You said you found your happiness in farming. I'm going to assume you're in the corporate world, in the sort of white collar world before this then, in your years after university?
Yeah, I worked for a Fortune 500 company in sales, and I loved it at the time, but I just, you just hit a point where you just need some vitamin D and you need to work with your hands. And this was just my calling for my life, was to be a farmer.
All right. And so tonight you're going to have farmers there. Do you have a long list of speakers then on this issue? I mean, this is before the commission, right? The Agricultural Land Commission. It's not like it's a city hall or something like this. Can they make that decision tonight, or will it take time?
I think they said it would take 3 weeks to about a month to make a final decision. But yeah, tonight we have politicians, we have some food security experts, a bunch of profs. It's going to be a pretty packed full night. So I'm very excited for that.
Well, I appreciate your time today, Tyler, and the passion in regards to this particular subject that you have. We've covered a lot of stories on food security on this show. It is a passion of mine as well, and I think the public, I we all need industrial land, like I said, but I think the idea of 300-acre parcel being moved into industrial just doesn't pass the smell test for most Vancouverites. Thank you so much for your time. Look forward to hearing what transpires over the next few days. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.